All right, KX93.5, we're Laguna's only FM. I'm Tyler Russell. We're having a fun morning in here. We've got Grace Ramos. She's a local psychic out of the Chakra Shack here in Laguna Beach. We've got Johnny Dog, who hosts the Happy Hour on Friday nights on our radio station and is a gambling professional. So we've been talking extensively about the football season, gathering a list of picks for this weekend. And now we are officially moving on to the Super Bowl. We'll review everybody's picks at the end of this thing, but our goal is to compare the feelings of our psychic and the statistical abilities of our gambling professional and see who is more correct at the end of this weekend and at the end of the season. So now that, Grace, you've spent some time with that list, mm-hmm. what are you looking for when you're reading the teams and trying to predict the Super Bowl champ?
What I'm looking for is a shift in, actually what I'm seeing is a shift in color.
Okay.
I kept getting, the list you gave me has the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Philadelphia Eagles next to each other, and I kept getting the flash of color right there as I kept going down the list. But I think I've narrowed it down to the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm not going to say that they're going to win.
Okay.
I think it's going to be a big deal that they even get where they're going to get.
Okay.
So that's the take that I have.
Okay, so while they may not win, and that's difficult for you to say right now, that at least there will be some big news surrounding the Eagles this year.
Yes, and by the way, the thing that I pick up most is the energy surrounding it. So something that would bring up a lot of excitement is going to show up more for me, you see.
Yeah.
That's why it's easier to pick the game closer to the game.
Sure. And then is there another team that pops out that, let's say the Eagles do make it, that they would play against, for example?
Yeah, it was on the original main list. I want to say Broncos.
The Eagles and the Broncos.
Uh-huh.
And that's possible. One's NFC, one's AFC?
Absolutely. And okay. There is a lot of energy around the Philadelphia Eagles this year. They have a new coach from the Oregon Ducks who's installed a really high-powered...
Chip Kelly,
yep. Who's installed a fast-paced offense, and they've got an exciting quarterback in Michael Vick. And if you saw the first... I think it was the first Monday night game of the year between the Eagles and the Redskins. You saw that offense, and there is a lot of energy and a lot of excitement going on around there.
And I do want to point something out, what I was just saying about NFC, AFC. You could have picked two teams, and again, Grace knows next to nothing about football. You could have picked two teams that physically could not have played each other in the Super Bowl because they're in the same division.
Right.
So you did successfully pick two teams that... Could play against each other without even knowing that. So just so you know.
Okay.
So moving on to our gambling professional, Johnny Dog.
Or Football Jesus, as I am this morning.
Football Jesus, as you can find him on Facebook.
Or Facebook or Google, Football Jesus Las Vegas, you'll find me.
He's a famous guy. Johnny, statistically speaking, who's your prediction this year?
Okay, I'm going to go with Seattle and Texans.
Seattle and Texans. Would you like to give some rationale?
The Houston Texans out of the AFC, I think right now, just judging by what I've seen in the AFC, normally, I would like to pick the Patriots, but they've got so much personnel problems, and again, they're one Tom Brady injury away from just collapsing, in my opinion. And sometimes he looks lost when he's out there with just looking for playmakers, let alone anything else going on. But other than that, I think, like I said, the Broncos probably won't get there, in my opinion, just because I think they're one injury away, and I'm looking long term.
Right.
So I think the Houston Texans have a lot going for them, and I think they're going to have a good path if they can get some home games in the playoffs. I think they'll be okay, and I think they were close last year. I think the Houston Texans get there from the AFC at this point. In the NFC, I'm going to go with the Seahawks. They're the best team. We just saw them play again on Sunday night. Even if they were to lose their quarterback, they've still got a tremendous defense, and they've got a decent backup and a great coach who – Pete Carroll, who gets them fired up and gets them ready to play. And they have probably the best home field advantage in the league right now. No stadium is louder. Even the indoor stadiums aren't as loud as that stadium up there. If Seattle gets home field advantage in the playoffs, no one's going to stop them. They're going to get to the Super Bowl. And I think if it's Seattle against Houston, I'll take the Seahawks.
Okay. And is this something you would put money on at this point?
If you want to bet in the future right now, yeah, you wouldn't want to get on Seattle or the Texans or Philly or any of these teams now. Because, for instance, if you like the Philadelphia Eagles, you can get them at a decent price. Now, they're 50-1 to win the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Okay? But you could have got them at like 75-1 in August.
Sure.
But they played well after the first week, so the odds have dropped.
But still, you can win $50 for every one of your dollars.
Right. And you can still get Seattle at 6-1 in Vegas and the Texans at 12-1 right now. Once they get closer to the playoffs, those numbers won't be available anymore. And so, yeah, you'd want to take them now.
Right. Very good stuff.
I'm learning a lot.
Yeah, you know a lot about gambling. Maybe you want to change your profession this morning. We've had Johnny and Grace in studio to do a little football comparison for us. Grace, thank you so much for doing this.
Oh, you're very welcome.
I know it's not a normal thing for a psychic to come and do, but hopefully it's been fun, and we'd love to have you anytime to do stuff with us.
Thank you. I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, I'm going to make Grace read my palm before she gets out of here this morning. Coming up, we also have an interview with Fiddler at 9 a.m. We'll have some tickets to give away to that show at the Observatory tomorrow evening. Anything you want to say, Johnny? Any last words?
No. Come out to Taste of Laguna tonight. I'll be there.
I'll be emceeing.
Absolutely. We'll have fun.
Okay. We'll see you there tonight. We are KX 93.5, Laguna's only FM.